The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and my guest is Martin Chuck, who is a top golf instructor in Arizona, ranked seventh nationally by Golf Digest. Welcome to the show, Martin, and congratulations on all your success.
I appreciate you. It's great to be with you. Thanks.
Only 35 years of doing this, right?
I've been lucky to have some great mentors and started me young as a coach, and we've had a great time doing this.
So you've come with a number of training aids. You've actually developed over 13 training aids. Talk a little bit first about your background, and then I want to get into, you know, how do you come up with the ideas for all these different training aids?
Necessity is the mother of invention. So I had some great mentors growing up in Toronto. That's where I'm from. George Knudsen was my coach. Mo Norman was, this amazing golfing character that was around me that inspired me quite a bit. And then I've always had this feeling of, how do I link this tactile feel so some golfer can learn something quicker? Selfishly, it was for me. But then when I became coaching, I'm like, hey, I see this opportunity of this player to learn this feeling. How can I maybe make them learn that faster? And that's where the kind of the training and development took place.
Do you have any kind of like biomechanical background or any, a lot of times people who get into the training aids or even designing golf clubs and whatnot are mechanical engineers?
So I have a degree in duct tape and toothpicks. So seriously, it's more about like I'd see a situation. I figured, how can I make that my garage? I spent a little time in Lowe's and Home Depot, no plug there. But I mean, just how can I create something? And then luckily, I've got an industrial designer buddy of mine who can actually take this crude thought I have and then bring it to reality. Nowadays, with 3D printing and things, that can happen pretty quick.
So how'd you get into this crazy business?
So love of golf, played college golf. Like I said, I grew up in Toronto, played college golf in New Mexico State, played professionally for a few years. During that time, I always coached, always helped at a range back in Toronto when I was a kid from 16 on. And then, as a club pro, I just loved helping golfers get better. It's a way to make a few extra bucks, but it wasn't just that. It's like to see a golfer smile and hit it more solid. The drug of golf is solid contact. That is it. Score is second. I mean, I've had more people say, oh my gosh, I hit the best 7-iron way over the green out of bounds. It was amazing. I made an 8 though. I'm like, but they're excited about the great shot they hit. And I'm like, okay, well, let's figure out now your new distances are this, so you won't make that big score. Because I do coach a lot of routine and a lot of strategy. But honestly, golfers just want to hit it in the face more often and feel like they have confidence to be able to do that. And I like to give them that on my golf school. But also, show them how to play the game and score better too.
Right. So what's your key to success in teaching it? Obviously, I hear that you feel very fulfilled when you see somebody improving, an amateur golfer improving, but what would you say the key to your success is with coaching?
Being honest with people. If people, like a lot of people will come see me and they don't really want to hear the truth. I'll tell them, hey, you can always leave the way you came, or you can suffer with me a little bit. And I say suffer, not in, we have to make a change. You got to be uncomfortable for a little bit. Something's going to feel different. The outcomes might not be right there immediately, but if I can kind of give them a little snack of what's to come, and then another little bite, and then another little bite, and then pretty soon we build this change that they feel, oh, I see where we're going with this. The path is better. The face is better. The low point's more consistent. Now all of a sudden they kind of buy in, and then you're on your way to a golfer that hits it better, has more fun.
A lot of people are opposed to totally changing their swings. Do you try to do that when necessary, or will you kind of try to work with somebody's natural athletic ability and go from there?
So there's a couple ways of doing it. So like nowadays, modern technology, I always say I build an argument. So my argument is, hey, this is your club path. It's too wipey. Like I, hit a slice and there's not enough force on the golf ball. So if we can manage that club path and get a bit more direct in line with the target, you'll hit it farther. So I create little arguments. I prove my arguments so that they can see it data-wise with either a launch monitor or a 3D machine called Gears Golf that I use. Other things I use to help create my argument. And then I make them have the buy-in. So when they see the opportunity, it seems like it's their decision, even though I'm steering them that way. So if they have their buy-in and they feel like, okay, that's a good idea, now they're more likely to want to go down the road of a little bit of pain for a lot of gain. So that's how I do it.
A lot of psychology used.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Like, there could be a big leather couch in my studio at the Raven. You know, I'm like, yeah, make yourself comfortable. Would you like a blanket before your lesson? Let's lie down and talk about this for a little bit, right? So there is, yeah.
So the Tor Stryker Golf Academy, tell me a little bit about that.
So we have a lot of fun. We have a camp that runs from the 1st of November to the 1st of May in Phoenix. Every week we have 15 campers, me and my team of awesome coaches. We have a blast with people. I always joke with them. I say, hey, listen, I don't have to be nice to you. I'm not your club pro. I'm going to be truthful with you. And we laugh and they, you know, and I say, you're going to suffer with me for 3 days. But I think people want the truth and then they want a game plan. And so that's what we do. And then when they're done, they're not really done. They have a means to stay in touch with us via this online app. They can post their swings and we get back to them. And then in the summer, we take our act on the road. We go to a lot of neat resorts and people join us at those. We have fun. It's a good time. It's fun first, educational, supportive. And then they have a way to check back in so that they're getting better.
And tell me a little bit about some of these products that you've developed. How do you, I guess you have an array of products. So everything is a little different from one another, or do they pretty much do all the same thing? Or tell me about your products.
So originally back, we came here in 2009 with what was called the Tor Stryker Training Club. It was a, most people saw an infomercial that was successful on the Golf Channel back in the day. And then it's kind of, it's more from there. Like if you've ever watched the tour range nowadays, you see guys with this lanyard or ladies with a lanyard on and this black inflatable ball between their forearms. I call that the Tor Stryker Smart Ball, just a silly name I gave it, because if you can manage your arms, you can manage your wrists. And then you're looking at what we call the Educator. The Educator is a wrist training device, kind of like an elaborate coat hanger that people can press against their wrist to feel how a wrist can hinge, unhinge, and bone flex, and some of the important things about how that condition can help the club face be organized so you can have a reliable contact.
I love it. So you take it on the road. They're easy to travel with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and then, you know, we have one of the things now, it's just a fancy rope. I know that sounds crazy, but, and you'd be amazed if I give somebody a folded rope and say, hey, swing it. And this is the oldest training aid since a Scottish guy ate a haggis in whatever year. They can't swing a rope. They don't have the sense of creating momentum and energy in an inclined circle. So you teach somebody how to swing a rope. Well, nowadays, I mean, you could technically wrap paper around your feet and call it shoes, but we have a, you know, a nice grip, a expandable rubber rope that people have this sense of expansion and rhythm with. And so we just create little better mouse traps, and then it can travel. If you can't golf, you can keep it in your roller bag and swing it whenever you want to swing it in any hotel room around the country.
You've been at this for a long time, Martin, Chuck, and I'm sure you've seen so many new and different training devices. How do you stay above all the clutter in that market?
You know, I think that I spend so much time on the range with people that, you know, I it's to me, certain things are too complicated for many. None of my things have batteries. Nothing has a battery. Okay. So it's like very simple. Oh, I get it. They have these little moments, epiphanies, and then they can have those sensations and hopefully take those positive feelings into their golf swings and develop and have more fun playing golf.
What's the best part of your job?
Making people smile, hitting better shots, teasing them, having a good time. That's the best part.
Every day is different. Every day is different.
How's your game?
My game's okay. I mean, I wish I played more. I guess I could make time to. I'm going to play in the Arizona Senior Championship in May, so that'll give me something to look forward to and actually practice for a little bit. Play with my wife on Sundays from time to time. So my son's a good golfer. I have fun with him. So we have a good time.
Such a pleasure to meet you. Continued success. And ever get out to the east end of Long Island, I could use your help.
I will one of these days. It'd be a pleasure. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks so much, Martin, Chuck.
The Sports Interview with Ann Liguori podcast is brought to you by Ibe Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more.